All right. Are you ready to think beyond just kale smoothies and those marathon training plans? Today, we're going on a deep dive to explore all those things that could be affecting your heart health. You know the basics, but our source today is actually a podcast interview
Oh,
with
cool.
Dr. Krogusen, and she takes this really fascinating holistic approach.
Okay.
So, did you know that there could be links between your heart health, your stress levels, your social life,
Yeah.
and even, get this, your creative outlets?
Really?
That's what we're going to talk about
I
today.
had no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
I'm interested to learn more.
So Dr. Krogusen,
Yeah.
she created this heart health class through something called the WIN Initiative. And she's not dismissing the importance of, diet and exercise and all of that, but she frames those as like the foundation.
So it's like building a house. You got to start with a good foundation,
Yeah.
but there's so much more
There's so much more to it.
that goes into it.
Yeah. It's like the bare minimum, right?
Right. Right.
But then there's all this other stuff you got to consider.
Yeah. And some of these other things might surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's start with stress, for example.
Okay.
We all experience it, but I was really interested in how she explained its impact on the cardiovascular system.
Okay, yeah, tell me about that. I know stress is bad for you, but sometimes I need like the why explained. Like, so what?
Well, think about it this way. When you're stressed, your body's pumping out all these hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, and, in small doses, that's fine. It's how we evolved, to deal with threats. But if you imagine that your body is constantly on high alert, it's like a car engine that's constantly revving.
Oh, I like that.
Over time, that chronic stress can actually lead to high blood pressure, increase the risk of plaque buildup in your arteries, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
That car engine analogy is really, really powerful because it's true. If you think about it, that's what it is. It's just constantly going and going. It makes you think twice about letting those emails stress you out.
Exactly. And Dr. Krogusen's class, it actually gives you tools
Oh, okay.
to manage that stress.
Like what kinds of tools?
Well, one technique she highlights is called heart coherence breathing.
Okay.
And it's about, consciously shifting your breathing patterns to regulate your heart rate variability. And it's really interesting. It can actually calm your entire nervous system.
Oh, wow. So it's not just like meditation. There's like an actual specific technique involved.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very specific.
Yeah, that makes me want to like check out the class. Speaking of things that can affect our heart rate, sometimes if I don't sleep well, I feel like my heart is just racing. Like it's just trying to keep up with everything. Is there an actual connection there?
There is, and it's not just a feeling.
Oh, really?
Poor sleep is a major risk factor for a lot of different heart problems.
Oh, wow.
For example, people with sleep apnea, where your breathing repeatedly stops and starts throughout the night, they are at a much higher risk for developing atrial fibrillation,
Oh, wow.
which is a type of irregular heartbeat.
I had no idea the connection was that strong.
It is.
So on the flip side, getting enough sleep, is that like protective for your heart?
Absolutely. When you sleep well, your body has a chance to repair and restore itself.
Okay.
And that includes your cardiovascular system. It's like hitting the reset button for your heart.
Okay. So we've covered stress, we've covered sleep. Dr. Krogusen also talked about how positive relationships are linked to a healthier heart. Was that surprising to you at all?
Not really. We know that loneliness and social isolation are really detrimental to our overall health, and it
Yeah.
makes sense that the heart would be affected too. What I did find interesting was her explanation that, having strong social connections, it can buffer those negative effects of stress. Yeah, it's like you have a built-in support system for your heart.
I love that. Support system for your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, now for the part I was most curious about,
Okay.
the creativity connection.
Yeah.
I'll admit, at first I was a little skeptical. Like, how can painting or playing music impact my heart health?
It's definitely a newer area of study,
Okay.
but there's actually a lot of growing evidence that engaging in these creative activities can have a really positive impact on our cardiovascular health.
So it's not just about being distracted.
Yeah.
There's actually like a physiological effect happening.
It seems so. They think that creative expression can tap into our parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest part of our nervous system, and that counteracts the stress response. And You know, when we're doing something we enjoy, it can boost our mood, increase feelings of well-being, and that also has positive ripple effects on our heart health.
I'm starting to see the connection. So it's like Dr. Krogusen is saying that taking care of your heart isn't just about the physical stuff. It's also about cultivating a really fulfilling life overall.
Exactly, yeah.
And this WIN initiative seems to be on a mission to make this kind of holistic health knowledge available to everybody.
That's right. The WIN Initiative believes that wellness education shouldn't be a privilege.
I like that.
Yeah. Dr. Krogusen designed this class to be accessible to people of all backgrounds and income levels.
Oh, that's great.
Because everybody deserves the opportunity to take control of their health.
It's empowering, right?
Absolutely.
Knowing we have more control over our heart health than we might think.
It's not just about our genetics or, you know, pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
There are steps we can take every day to support our hearts.
So the big takeaway here is that heart health is a multifaceted journey, right? It's about nourishing our bodies with good food, exercise, but it's also about managing stress, getting enough sleep, nurturing those relationships, and even finding joy in creative pursuits.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
it's about recognizing that our hearts aren't isolated organs.
Yeah.
They're connected to every aspect of our lives.
So here's something I want you to think about.
Okay.
We've talked about a lot of different creative activities, but which one really resonates with you?
Yeah.
What could you try to potentially boost your heart health and maybe just add a little bit more joy into your life?
Yeah.
You know, it might be worth trying something new. You never know what you might discover.
And if you're really intrigued by Dr. Krogusen's approach and want to learn more,
yeah,
check out the WIN Initiative's website.
Okay.
They have tons of resources on there. Information about the heart health class, all kinds of stuff.
It's like a treasure map to a healthier heart.
It is.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. Till next time.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
It was fun.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Lots of good information.
Really good.
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye.